Well, it's chapter 5, Mishnah 5, Hayuklei Galalim. This is actually continuing with the case that we've been talking about, where you've got two stories, a house with two stories, and there's a corpse in the lower story, and there's only one opening between the two stories. So does the impurity pass up from the lower story to the upper story? And in this case of this Mishnah over here, there is a utensil, if it's made of dung or clay avanim or stone, or clay adama, or it's made from like an unbaked clay, hakol tahor. So that will prevent the impurity from passing from the lower story onto the upper story. That'll block the hole, basically. And the reason being that these utensils can't themselves become impure. And because they can't themselves become impure, so they will block the impurity from passing from the one story to the other. Also, if there's a utensil, which is an earthenware utensil that was set aside for use with korbanos, with offerings, or it was set aside for use with the paraduma procedure. So an earthenware utensil is susceptible to impurity, but this utensil has been set aside to be used for holy sacrificial food or for the paraduma, and therefore there is an assumption that this utensil is pure, because it's going to be used for pure purposes. So then hakol tahor, so that will block, also will be able to block impurity from spreading from the bottom to the top. Shehakol ne'emanim al achatus, because even an Amah Aretz is believed when they state that such a utensil is pure. Finished off the Mishnah of Nesha, Kalim Tahorin, Uklei Cheres Tahorin, Umatzlin im Dafnos Ohalim. The reason for this ruling is because utensils that are always Tahor, and also Tahor earthenware utensils, meaning that was the utensils used for Kodesh or the Paraduma, stop or they combine with the walls of a structure. And this clause is going to be explained in the next Mishnah.